Hey, everybody, what is the new news out of the United Kingdom of unvaccinated versus vaccinated deaths? It will blow your mind. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, you could do so, charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank some of our supporters that have stepped up very generously. Rhonda from Texas, thank you. Nancy from Oklahoma, thank you. Heidi from Minnesota, thank you. Natalie from Oklahoma. Stephen from South Carolina. Darian from California. Ashley from Massachusetts. Clinton from Louisiana. Sandra from Texas. And Beverly from Illinois. And Michael from Los Angeles. CharlieKirk.com/support. If you want to get behind the work we are doing, we are deeply appreciative. CharlieKirk.com/support. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Can't wait to see all of you at AmericaFest, tpusa.com/AMFEST, tpusa.com/AMFEST. We have Tucker, Kaylee McEnany. We have the biggest speakers in the entire movement, Candace Owens, Greg Gutfeld, Jesse Waters, Donald Trump Jr., tpusa.com/AMFEST. Check it out right now. tpusa.com/AMFEST. If you want to meet new people, you want to get out of the house, you want to have a good time, tpusa.com/AMFEST. Check it out today. Email us your thoughts, everybody. freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. I saw this story over the weekend, and no one can explain it to me. This is something I'd love to get Fauci's answer on. By the way, let's play some tape of Fauci. The fact that he still has a job is incredible. Fauci should be in prison, but he won't be. Fauci is he's a leader of the deep state, bureaucratic state of our government. Cut three, Fauci suggests that Americans will need boosters every 6 months. Play cut three.
We would hope, and this is something that we're looking at very carefully, that third shot with the mRNA not only boosts you way up, but increases the durability so that you will not necessarily need it every 6 months or a year. We're hoping it pushes it out more. If it doesn't, and the data show we do need it more often, then we'll do it.
Cut four, he says, if you're vaccinated, and hopefully you'll be boosted too, your family is, then you can enjoy a typical Thanksgiving meal. Who are you to say what I could do on Thanksgiving, Fauci? Play cut four.
I mean, you see, if you're vaccinated, and hopefully you'll be boosted too, and your family is, you can enjoy a typical Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving holiday with your family. The thing we are concerned about is the people who are not vaccinated.
So what's going on in England? Not the United Kingdom, just England. Of course, Fauci does not care about data. Fauci is an ideologue. He's a pathological individual. Never has to be cross-examined about what's really happening. According to Alex Berenson, vaccinated English adults under 60 are dying at twice the rate of unvaccinated people the same age, and has been that case for 6 months. This chart may seem unbelievable or impossible, but it's correct based on weekly data from the British government. Can we get that? Do we have the chart that we could put up on screen? Alex Berenson writes, I have checked the underlying data set myself, and the graph is correct. Vaccinated people under 60 are twice as likely to die as unvaccinated people. The overall deaths in Britain are running well above normal. Do you see that? That people who are unvaccinated are actually doing better against the Fauci virus than people who are vaccinated. And we saw this entire saga also unfold in Israel months ago. Why aren't we allowed to talk about this? Why is this not the number one news story in the country? Is the vaccine helping? Or in the United Kingdom, I'm sorry, in England, let's just say England, why is it that people that are vaccinated under 60 have twice the rate of dying than people who are unvaccinated? What's the explanation for that? New Zealand has come out and they've been very clear. They say, look, if you get a vaccine pass, you could do everything, but that's it. Meaning you get the vaccine pass or your life is over. Play cut six.
It's actually really straightforward. If you've got a vaccine pass, you can do everything. Basically, that's it.
That's it. You hear that, everybody? You get the vaccine passport in New Zealand or your life is over. In Australia, the army is now transferring positive COVID cases and contacts to quarantine camps. Play cut five.
It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to House Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Binjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now. I contacted the Prime Minister last night. We are grateful for the support of about 20 ADF personnel as well as army trucks to assist with the transfer of positive cases and close contacts and to support the communities.
Transporting people who have COVID to camps in Australia. You know, most Americans don't know anything about this. Most Americans don't know anything about azithromycin, aspirin, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, monoclonal antibodies. More vaccinated people are dying of COVID-19, according to NBC Montana. Data from several states and the federal government suggests deaths among Americans fully vaccinated against COVID-19 rose sharply amid the nation's most recent surge of infections, but experts say that it's not unexpected. Oh, it's not unexpected? Then what is it? Is it a vaccine or is it a treatment? And why did you change the definition of the vaccine from the CDC? I have been so disappointed at how there is a lack of any sort of dialogue or discussion about this. I have an open invitation to anyone who wants to come on the show, and I'm just going to ask questions. I'm just going to ask some very simple questions of why is it that the most vaccinated state in the country, Vermont, last week, I don't know if this is still the case, had the highest COVID rate of any state in the country. Why is that? Why is it the most vaccinated countries on the planet, Israel, Singapore, and Gibraltar, have some of the highest COVID transmission rates in the country? Why is that? Why is our government pushing a vaccine to children so they don't have a risk of dying from a virus they already don't have a big risk of dying from? Why can't we have a robust discussion about the adverse events that are connected to a vaccine, the vaccine adverse event reporting system? Why can't we talk about that? But Fauci says, listen, in order to be fully vaccinated, you have to get your booster shot. When will a majority of Americans realize this is nothing more than a profit enriching scheme for companies that hate you? Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. You think they really want your health? Do you think they really have your health in mind when they put this forward? Why are we never allowed to talk about early treatments, early intervention, vitamin D deficiencies, vitamin C, hydration? Aspirin reduces hospitalizations dramatically. Resend me the aspirin article, please. In the meantime, play cut eight.
If you are 18 or older and you've been vaccinated, fully vaccinated with the Moderna or the Pfizer mRNA 6 months or more ago, get a booster. If it's J&J and it's 2 months ago or more, get a booster. I don't think we should get hung up on should, may. Just go out and get boosted.
Just go out and get it. California's COVID rate is now twice that of Florida's, despite mask mandates and higher vaccination rates. Daniel Horowitz came on our program in one of the most amazing interviews I think we've ever done. And he argued that this is a leaky vaccine. This could actually be contributing to the spread. Now we're not going to go deep. We're not going to go that deep into it on this show. That's not our time or place to do that. But I'm asking the question, why is it that the states that heavily vaccinate with the higher vaccination rates, why is it that they have higher rates of COVID? And shouldn't the whole conversation be that someone has COVID? What can we do early to try to intervene? I've heard horror stories from friends and family of people that have got COVID. They go to the hospital. They basically just set you up on a ventilator and wish you luck. No ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, monoclonal antibodies, or aspirin. Simple blood thinner. Jerusalem Post. And by the way, the fact that this story was not heavily covered, everyone has aspirin in their home. 30 million people take aspirin every single day. JerusalemPost.com. Aspirin lowers risk of COVID. New findings support preliminary Israeli trial. The treatment reduced the risk of reaching mechanical ventilation by 44%. ICU admissions were lower by 43%, and overall in-hospital mortality saw a 47% decrease. Let's just talk about aspirin. And if you're listening to me right now and you've never heard about aspirin, maybe you can realize that you are living in a pharmaceutical-created simulation. One of the great injustices of my life has been the fact that people are not allowed to even know that there might be treatments out there that could open up their life. Why would you ever live with aches and pains in your life if you didn't have to? That's a question that anyone who's considered trying 100% drug-free Relief Factor should think about. And it's one that I want to ask you yourself. People frequently seek out other products like CBD supplements to combat pain in their lives, but find that pretty often that either that doesn't work for them or it leads to an undesirable outcome. Charlie Kirk here. So many people have had their lives changed by taking Relief Factor, and you could be the next one. If you're living with aches and pains, why not give it a try? And 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. And that's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Just go to relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. That's relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Feel the difference. Check it out today. Daryl Brooks killed 5 people and possibly many others we don't know. We pray that those people make it through. He was charged previously with recklessly endangering the safety of others. In a very recent case, he purposefully ran over a woman with his vehicle at a gas station. In the case this month, the woman told police Brooks purposefully ran her over with his vehicle, and she was walking through a gas station after he had followed her there after a fight, according to a criminal complaint. The woman was hospitalized for her injuries, so he has a tendency to run people over with his car. Daryl Brooks Jr. does. And yet he was released on a $1,000 bail and is now a mass murdering terrorist. I'm already going to tell you how this is going to unfold. The media will ignore this. They will not cover this. They will move on to their next thing. Front page of CNN.com. Suspect in parade may have been fleeing another scene. It says here on the front page of CNN.com. 5 people are dead and more than 40 are injured after an SUV plowed into a Wisconsin parade. Officials believe the suspect was escaping another incident. Oh, that makes it perfectly fine. No pictures, no information around the person who did this. Of course not. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office issued 2 counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety and felon in possession of a firearm in 2020. Cash bail was originally set at $10,000 and then reduced to $7,500. Unlike some other states, Wisconsin requires a payment for the full amount of bail in any criminal case. In February 2021, the state was prepared to proceed with a scheduled jury trial. Mr. Brooks was still in custody on this matter and previously made a demand for a speedy jury trial. Because another jury trial was still in progress before the same court, the defendant's demand for a speedy trial could not be met. The case was adjourned and bail was reduced to $500, while the defendant posted this on February 2021. On November 5th, the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office issued against Mr. Brooks a charge of second-degree reckless endangering safety. His bail, $1,000 cash bail. The state's bail recommendation in this case was inappropriately low in light of the nature of the recent charges and pending charges against Mr. Brooks. The bail recommendation in this case is not consistent with the approach of the Milwaukee County District Attorney's. Oh, well, blood's on your hands, Milwaukee County. It's that simple. He posts bail, gets a car, and runs over children. The office is currently conducting an internal review of the decision to make the recent bail recommendation in this matter in order to determine the appropriate next steps. Yeah, right. What was Kyle Rittenhouse's bail? $2 million. Kyle Rittenhouse, who acted in self-defense, had to post a $2 million bail. Daryl Brooks, who's a pedophile, and now a mass murdering black terrorist, $1,000. And the way CNN covers it, 5 people are dead and 40 injured after an SUV plowed into a Wisconsin parade. Motive unknown. Well, we know this guy's obviously a psychopath. You could see that in his social media posts and in his own language. And right now, there are dozens of people in the hospital still fighting for their lives. And yet Kyle Rittenhouse received the full force of the prosecution of the federal government, and the federal government of the state government, and then potentially the federal government, by the way. We're going to get into that. Daryl Brooks will be a rounding error in history. Daryl Brooks ran over the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies. Milwaukee Dancing Grannies are devastated by the tragedy with the loss of life and injuries. Our group is doing what they love, performing in front of crowds in a parade, putting on smiles of faces of all ages. While performing, the Dancing Grannies enjoyed hearing the crowd's cheers and applause, which certainly brought smiles to their faces and warmed their hearts. Daryl Brooks goes and runs over the Dancing Grannies and the local color guard and the local high school marching band. And CNN says that an SUV did that. But they're not letting go of Kyle Rittenhouse. We're going to go into how Jerry Nadler now wants federal charges against Kyle Rittenhouse. They will not stop. And they will not stop because Kyle Rittenhouse has now become a vindicated example of how the prosecution and the state needs to have villains to confirm their false agenda. When did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic right? What's playing out right now at so many big tech companies and social media sites set a very dangerous precedent. Look, it doesn't matter what your politics are or who you voted for. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech oligarchs and their monopoly has instead opted for silencing people and censorship. To fight back against big tech's control of the internet, I use ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, they sell you. They build a profile on you and they sell your sensitive data. When you use ExpressVPN and their wonderful app on your computer or phone, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and to sell to advertisers. What's more is ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It takes just one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET. So let's stop allowing big tech to revoke our rights to free speech. Why not revoke their right to your data instead? Secure your internet with the VPN that I trust, the only VPN that I use. Visit expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie. To get 3 extra months free with my exclusive link, go to expressvpn.com/Charlie right now to learn more. Jerry Nadler has come out and he has said that we want to have the Department of Justice have a review of the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Now, it's almost hard to believe that the Department of Justice would come out and press charges against an 18-year-old after he gets acquitted by a state and local jury of his peers, but I wouldn't put anything past this regime. Jerry Nadler has called for a federal review of the verdict by the U.S. Department of Justice. He said, quote, the heartbreaking verdict is a miscarriage of justice, he says, and sets a dangerous precedent which justifies federal review by the Department of Justice. Justice cannot tolerate armed persons crossing state lines looking for trouble while people engage in First Amendment protected protests. Okay, I mean, let's just go to the statement. First of all, armed people crossing state lines. What does that have to do with anything? I know that in the state of New York, crossing state lines might be like a really big deal. But in the Midwest, people cross state lines all the time. Illinois, Wisconsin, it's just you do it all the time. The reason is that he wants to try to provoke the federal government to try and charge Kyle. That's why. He's trying to make the case that this was an interstate issue. Engage in First Amendment protected protest? Does Jerry Nadler even care or know about what was actually happening in Kenosha? The rioting, the millions of dollars of damages? Of course not. And then finally, he says, looking for trouble. Kyle Rittenhouse did not go there looking for trouble. It was proven in the case Kyle Rittenhouse went there to actually administer aid, was wiping graffiti off the buildings. That's why Kyle Rittenhouse was there. Says here in Fox13News.com, in order for Rittenhouse to face federal charges, there are several complicated factors that can make it unlikely for federal prosecutors to pursue a case. Oh, really? How about like double jeopardy? The fact you can't be tried twice for the same crime after you're acquitted. For most homicide cases, federal law typically only applies in crimes that specifically violate federal law. But murder becomes a federal crime when it occurs in the violation of federal law or when it takes place on federal land or territory. However, it says that Rittenhouse could be accused of a hate crime. And because he's not a member of law enforcement, he cannot be deprived of charged with depriving anyone of their civil rights as a federal agent. Literally, this is what's so amazing. You read this article. They are going through the U.S. criminal code to see what they can charge him with. If you read this article, they're literally going through. Well, can we charge him with this? Can we charge him with kidnapping? Probably not. How about interstate weapons charges? Nope. How about a hate crime? You read this article. You have the most powerful people in the... This is a really important point. Why are the most powerful people on the planet so obsessed with a white 18-year-old who lives in northern Illinois? That's kind of weird, isn't it? I'm going to tell you why in a second. Rittenhouse was also not accused of robbery on federal property or involving a federal business. This article goes down each point being like, nope, can't do that. Nope, can't do that. This is the article continues. The anonymous jury, which appeared to be overwhelmingly white. Oh, that's why we need a retrial, right? You can't be charged by white peers. No. If the jury was all, by the way, Kyle Rittenhouse defended himself against a white person. Continues by saying that the Associated Press reporter, the Associated Press has been so incredibly dishonest, by the way, recently. And I could tell you from firsthand perspective. Political figures on the right, meanwhile, welcomed the verdict. Tony Evers, who's very vulnerable, pleaded for calm and said 500 National Guard members would be ready for duty in Kenosha if necessary. Trying to throw the entire criminal code at Kyle Rittenhouse. Why is it that a young 18-year-old, naive as can be, and I mean that in a positive way. I mean, he's 18, so what? Why is he a threat to the regime? They need to have a successful show trial against Kyle Rittenhouse. They need to put on a show. Because if Kyle Rittenhouse truly, as a young white conservative, is allowed to defend himself, then that weakens the prosecutorial power of the Democrat Party. If Kyle Rittenhouse truly gets to walk free, which he will, this federal charge thing is ridiculous. It is. But they'll try. They'll be watching every interview of Kyle Rittenhouse. They'll be watching every event he goes to. Ooh, is there some sort of hate crime there? Even though the two people he defended himself were white. Now, that's what the Department of Justice is being told to focus on. Raiding the homes of moms in Grand Junction, Colorado, raiding the apartment of James O'Keefe Project Veritas, and now reviewing Kyle Rittenhouse. And probably one of the most important stories of the last couple months broke in the last 24 hours. We have words for this. There's a big T word that we're going to get to. Hunter Biden's firm helped Chinese company purchase rich cobalt mine in $3.8 billion deal. An investment firm that counts Hunter Biden among its founders helped a Chinese company purchase one of the world's most lucrative cobalt mines from an American company. Biden established the firm, Bohai Harvest RST, Equity Investment Fund Management, with two other Americans and some Chinese partners in 2013. Hear that? Hunter Biden started a firm with Chinese partners in 2013. No. But hey, the real problem is moms in Grand Junction that show up at school board meetings who get their entire house searched by FBI agents. The American members controlled 30% of the Shanghai-based operation and served on the board. I'm reading from FoxNews.com. The company notably completed a deal in 2016 that saw a Congo cobalt and copper mine transfer from an American company to a Chinese outfit for the sum of $2.65 billion. BHR served as a minority stakeholder to buy out around $1.1 billion of shares from London Mining of Canada, who owned a portion of the Congo mine. Chris Clark, a lawyer for Biden, says he no longer holds any interest directly or indirectly in either BHR or Scantinalis. But Chinese business records reviewed by Fox News in April 2021 showed that Hunter Biden continued to hold a 10% Chinese private equity firm stake in Bohai Harvest RST Equity Investment Fund Management through Hunter's company. Jen Psaki says he's been working to unwind his investment. You hear that? The son of the president of the United States still owns 10% in a Chinese company that's buying cobalt mines that threatens American national security. What's the significance of this? Well, even the New York Times wrote about this. How the U.S. lost a clean energy treasure to China. Now, what's amazing in the New York Times coverage, I don't think they mentioned Hunter Biden in here in the first page. I don't think they do. Of course not. Hunter Biden was the broker and the facilitator of China purchasing rare earth minerals and rich cobalt mines. The Biden family got rich, made tons of money as America became less competitive and lost our capacity to be able to mine cobalt, which, by the way, is incredibly important for all the green energy nonsense the other side wants to do. The Times reported that Biden still controls a 10% of BHR through Scantinalis LLC. How this is not treason, I don't know. He won't be tried for it. No, we're too busy indicting moms that show up to school board meetings. They're the real threats, right? The article in the New York Times goes into great detail about the demand for clean energy minerals and metals. So let me get this straight. So Joe Biden says climate change is the biggest threat ever. We need more cobalt and copper. He sells the cobalt and copper to the Chinese. So then we have to go pay more for cobalt and copper from the Chinese to go fulfill his green energy demands that he himself said is a problem. The Congo has a massive depository of what is necessary for electric vehicles and battery storage. And by the way, anytime any environmentalist brings up green energy or electrical vehicles, ask them, what are you going to do with the battery once you're done with the car? These batteries are environmentally hazardous. Someone's got to have a plan to get rid of all these batteries. But who was the broker, the facilitator of all of this? Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was working with Chinese officials to directly threaten United States security. Says in the New York Times that our competitive edge when it comes to clean energy is lost to the very same people who said that we need to go invest in clean energy. We would call it corrupt, but we know what it is. The Biden family has no interest in the actual success, flourishing, or prosperity of the United States of America. They care about power and enrichment. Hunter Biden will not be held accountable for helping broker the purchase of a rich cobalt mine of $3.8 billion. It's not going to happen. We know that. Same reason that Hunter Biden's not going to go to jail for tax issues or Hillary Clinton's not going to go to jail. No, the ruling class remains untouchable. But the reason we're talking about it is hopefully that we can reinforce the truthful narrative that Hunter Biden and the DOJ and all of these interests working together, they're declaring war on moms and dads at school board meetings for a very specific reason. They needed a distraction. They need to try to demoralize the American people from activism and from getting the message out. Hunter Biden firm helped Chinese company purchase a $3.8 billion cobalt mine. No, but it's Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the real problem. Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com. And it's promo code Charlie, actually. It's a great special. And MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98. Now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, and $24.98 with a promo code. Or king size, usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. The promo code Kirk also works on my store and frankspeech.com. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, or call 800-875-0425. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. You kind of look at what's happening here with the Waukesha killer. And you contrast that with the CNN op-ed that there is nothing more frightening than angry white men. There's nothing more frightening than young men that are of the skin color they don't like. Continues by saying a vision of white masculinity that allows some white men to feel as if they can brutalize and rule without consequences. It's the angry white man, not the black or brown man, you see approaching on the street at night, who poses the real threat to democracy and America. Now, of course, a simple check of crime statistics would really kind of throw a curveball into that narrative, but they need it to be true. They need the narrative that the disfavored group of the white man must be the villain. We can't talk about fatherlessness in homes. We cannot talk about crime statistics in Chicago. Of course not. That just in the last week, 12 people have been shot and killed in Chicago, 53 shot and wounded, 65 people total shot for 13 total homicides. In November, 46 shot and killed, 182 people shot and wounded, 228 people total shot and 49 total homicides. In the year to date, 727 people shot and killed, 3,428 people shot and wounded, 4,155 people total shot for 773 total homicides. You're not allowed to mention any of that. No, instead, the CNN article says very clearly that young white men are the true threat to society. They are the danger as we know it. It really does beg the question of, are they trying to start a race war in this country? Of course they are. They are trying to provoke a racial conflict. Now, the reason why they're doing that, we could only guess. We could only guess that the thought process behind trying to provoke a racial conflict would then trigger a massive justified response of a Patriot Act 2.0 from the federal government. But understand that the Rittenhouse drama is not yet over. Kyle beat them at their own game. Kyle beat them in the courthouse that was supposed to be rigged against him. But they're not going to let him go. And they're certainly not going to allow the narrative to go. Because the narrative needs to remain that black people are being gunned down the street by angry-looking white people, even though Kyle Rittenhouse didn't defend himself against black people. Because the narrative is all they have. When you go look at crime statistics, they don't want to talk about that. You go look at death rates, they don't want to talk about that. You go look at what happened in Waukesha, they don't want to talk about that. Instead, the narrative remains bulletproof in their own mind. That whether it be Kyle Rittenhouse, Nicholas Sandman, Brett Kavanaugh, kids in cages, Border Patrol using whips against migrants, whatever it might be, they need to have the overarching, easily digestible incantation of a narrative. And that narrative very well might be that young white men are an existential threat to society. They deserve to suffer. And if you dare question that, or if you dare even to defend that, you'll be met with the full weight of the culture, of the power of the culture. And so where does this lead us? We're not being led away. We're not being led towards a colorblind society, but instead a hyper-racialized society where the media gets to pick and choose what articles and what stories they want to talk about, depending solely on the color of the skin of the participants of the story. And what we see, whether it become coming from the COVID stuff, the Fauci virus stuff, is finally we are putting the narrative on trial. And Kyle won. And they'll ignore what happened in Waukesha because that is a threat to their narrative. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.